Blood gushed from my left nostril. Gauging from the size of the crimson splats on the floor, I was losing the fight and was in trouble. The American boy standing in front of me was 6 inches taller, at least 30 pounds heavier, and had a crushing right hook. "Come on, Punjab," he yelled while circling me. My 15-year-old fists were clenched, my knuckles red. I lunged towards him and threw a right uppercut, slicing nothing but air. "Let's go, Indian," he taunted. From the corners of my swelling eyes, I could see the hazy silhouettes of 3 of his friends standing nearby. I hoped they wouldn't join in the beating. He landed 2 jabs to my face before torquing his body like a wrench and slamming another right hook into my ribs. "Why does he hate me?" I thought. "Why am I fighting? Why did my parents send me to this godforsaken American boarding school?" I squared him up and threw a flurry of punches at his torso. I was finally connecting, landing solid blows. He hugged me to stop my flailing arms. Seconds later, the door flung open. A schoolmaster barged in. "Stop it right now," he yelled. I wiped my nose across my sleeve and wondered if the red smear would come out when washed. The bully and I were then marched into the administrator's office. They asked all the wrong questions. "Who started the fight? Do you need to see a doctor? Are either of you here on a scholarship?" I knew anything I said might later be used against me or lead to further teasing from classmates, so I spoke as little as possible. I certainly didn't divulge the truth.